today.
Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website we give away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. On the way here, if we get a chance, I know, Mark, you've got a story about a child suspended for drawing something in school. We'll find out what that was and maybe get to that story. Of course, take your calls about whatever you want. But what I want to do here is break one of the rules of talk radio and continue a topic from last hour. So for those of you just tuning in, allow me to recap. We are talking about the so-called legitimacy of government with a few of our callers.
Right. Does the government legitimately have the authority to tell us what to do?
And we're also talking about consent and people consenting to certain rules whenever they move somewhere. And one of our callers was making the argument that, well, because you stay where you are, you're consenting to whatever the government's rules are. And, of course, there are a lot of government rules and I don't really know what they all are necessarily, but that was his point. He was saying that because we're where we are and we don't go somewhere else, we're therefore consenting to everything that government wants. And we're also talking about Ave Maria, which is a town in Florida that was created by the founder of Domino's Pizza, who happens to be a very devout Catholic. And his vision for the town was that it would be sort of a Catholic town.
Devout Catholic town.
To where you must come in there and you have to sign some sort of an agreement to get into the community. It's a private, closed community where businesses are allowed to operate, providing they follow a certain set of rules, because it's private.
Right. It's like a devout Catholic club where you own a house.
Exactly. And so, you know, we were comparing and contrasting the two situations. The caller's point earlier was that, well, if you go to Ave Maria, you very clearly have consented. But what about the kids? What about the kids that are raised in this particular community?
Right. After 18, 20 years or whatever, are the kids obligated to follow the rules of Ave Maria? On their 18th birthday, will they be asked to sign a contract that says we will follow the rules? If they sign the contract, are they obligated to do it because of coercion? You know, they would have to leave the community if they didn't sign it. Would the community legitimately expel somebody who hasn't signed it, who's 18 years old? What if the government, instead of just you assenting by not saying anything, you know, not giving your consent, you therefore ascend to the rules of the government. What if the government on your 18th birthday slid a piece of paper in front of you and said, do you agree to follow our rules? And what if every government did so if you didn't have one free place to go?
I think, and when you asked me that question, it just blindsided me because I was trying to imagine that actually happening because it'd be great. I mean, governments aren't legitimate because they rule by force. They haven't actually done anything in the way of commerce as far as that is concerned.
Well,
they haven't.
But Ave Maria would enforce their rules by force. Likely, if you were 16 years old and you broke their rule of having a condom or something like
but
that, you'd get a warning. If you continue to break their little rules, you'd be kicked out of the community.
But as you pointed out, Ave Maria, everyone has consented.
Except for the 16-year-old.
And that's fine, because our board op made a good point on this, and that is that in Ave Maria, your agreement is perhaps for the house, and so therefore anybody living in that house is therefore consenting all of the rules.
The parents consent for that they will enforce these rules upon their children.
Right, and if they don't, then the parents are in violation, and perhaps the whole family would risk eviction from that private community. So your kids will either get in line or you can just kick the kids out. Anyway, your question was, what would happen if the government actually put an agreement in front of you? Let's say you were moving to a new location and the government of that area said, well, before you can move here, you need to look at this. And it actually outlined
kind of like a homeowners association agreement.
Right. And I thought to my, you know, when you said that, I couldn't imagine. I thought about it a little bit more, and I thought, you know what? That would really be great. Because if the government actually had to do something like that, then all of a sudden governments around the country would be far more competitive with each other than they currently are. For instance, here in New Hampshire, when I went to go and register to vote, that piece of paper was put in front of me.
Yes, it was.
On the voter registration form, there were four paragraphs. And one of those, most people don't bother reading these things. They just say, oh, I want to vote, so I better sign this. I read those paragraphs, and one of those paragraphs said that I agree that I will follow the rule, all of the laws of the state of New Hampshire, specifically the one, or especially the one that requires me to register my vehicle within 60 days and blah, 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 blah. I crossed that paragraph out, initialed it, then signed the agreement. Because I wanted to be able to vote, considering that's my constitutional right, without actually agreeing to follow all those laws.
Right, and there's no government agent. I mean, it's some little lady at the, she's doing voter registration volunteerism. So she didn't pay much attention. She's 90. Right. She can't read that well anyway.
But my point is, they did put that in front of me. However, when I read it, I couldn't possibly agree to it, could I? I agree to follow the laws of the state of New Hampshire? Do you have any idea what the laws are in the state that you live in? Not even the state. How about just the local government? Do you have any idea how many laws they have on the books? If they wanted to put that piece of paper in front of people, it would also require you reading tomes and tomes of information, which, of course, nobody could actually expect anyone who's a human being to legitimately be able to do. So, therefore, the governments that were to do what you suggest, and that is put some sort of a consent form in front of someone, would have to seriously pare down the amount of laws they have. So instead of having all these silly man laws and rules and zoning regulations and all this crap, it would pretty much have to be, you know, reduced to a few pages where it would say, I agree to not harm anybody. I will not, you know, do damage to others' property. I will not use force or fraud in my business dealings. You know, those sorts of very simple, common law sorts of agreements. And then it might say down at the bottom, and I agree to pay, 2% of my income to help keep the roads clean and help do this and that. Great! Please put that in front of me and allow me to actually make a decision for the first time in my life to actually consent to some of these rules. But in order to do that, it has to be kind of simple. The whole system would have to be understandable by the average person, and the government has no interest in that.
What if?
So that will never happen.
This is not the only circumstance where contracts reference books. For instance, when you sign into the military, you agree to follow the military order, code of justice or whatever, that whole set of law books. I don't know how big they are, but I imagine they're pretty darn expansive. What if Ave Maria says you won't violate any of the rules in the Bible, and they get to interpret them in that fashion? So the contract that you would sign that these governments put in front of you could just say, you will follow all of our laws. And they wouldn't necessarily have to print out every page for you to initial like you do a mortgage. They could just say, you'll agree to follow all the laws. Do you agree or not?
That'd be a step in the right direction if they actually did that. Because then people would ask, you know, the more...
Would the government then be legitimate?
It would still be a gang ruling by force, and that by itself is always illegitimate. But considering that's what we have today is, you know, little gangs all over the place ruling by force.
But that's how Ave Maria is going to rule. That's how you rule. You rule by force.
It would go a lot further towards them being legitimate than anything we currently have today. I'd love to see that happen. Please.
Would you sign it if it was put in front of you?
It would depend on what it said.
If it said
you had to follow the laws.
I agree to follow all the laws.
Then I would say, show me your laws.
And then they would say, you can go ahead and check on the internet with, here's the, the U.S. title code, blah, blah, blah. And you can read all those laws at your convenience. And, of course, if you did try to read them, you would die before you ever had a chance to read them.
In which case, I would say, no, you need to make this simple. You need to make it very understandable. I'll agree to follow common law where I won't bring harm to another person.
What if they said, well, you're going to have to leave the United States then?
Well, that, again, would again show that what you're dealing with is a violent armed gang of thugs and not a legitimate group of people.
A violent armed gang of... No. You're just spitting out terms
because,
here.
Because, see, Mark, this is supposed to be a free country, right? If, indeed, this is supposed to be a free country, then I am supposed to be able to stay here and live in freedom. If it's not a free country, then I'm dealing with armed thugs. So it's one or the other. I'm either dealing with people that want to enslave me, or I'm living in a free place. Which one is it?
Well, I think that the free country thing is largely PR. You can't have a free country.
I believed it when I was being raised in this country. I was told this was supposed to be the land of the free. I told it over and over again, and damn it, that's what I would like it to be.
How about freer? Land of the freer. We're freer than most people.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you if you want to talk about the absurdity of this particular situation we live in today, the idea that we're ruled by these governments actually without any ever explicitly giving consent in many cases. You want to talk about that or bring up whatever's on your mind? Johnson's on the line. Sean in New Hampshire. Everything goes on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What do you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL-CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Johnson. Johnson in Connecticut. Going once. Johnson in Connecticut. Going twice. We'll put him back on hold and try Sean in New Hampshire. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, Frank here.
It's EBV. Yes, I recognize your voice, John. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that we emailed Johnson, and he was very rude.
Okay. Well, you have to understand, you weren't around when Johnson used to be on the show. Johnson's got a bit of a,
He's crabby.
Yeah, he's a crabby pants. He's not the most courteous of gentlemen. I mean, if you're in good terms with him, then he'll be good with you. Obviously, he was pissed off at what you guys did, and for good reason, because, you know, you got on the air and you dropped some F-bombs, and that was pretty crappy.
That wasn't us. That was somebody else. People. Like after I called you, that person who swore on the air and asked if you did acid, that wasn't us.
That's true. That guy actually did email me afterwards, and so I know who that particular individual was. So you are correct about that. Anyway,
so are you and your group denying having dropped F-bombs on our air?
He was talking about after they apologized. So they did it in the past.
Not much, though. It's like two or three times. And it's not like that's the point of the prank call. It's just one time a kid just completely messed up, and so he got pissed. And that's what he said.
Well, it was the point of some of the calls, but nonetheless, we don't know who is who and what is what. So, anyway, what's your point tonight, sir?
Well, I just want to say that, Johnson is really rude about that. At least
that's Johnson for you, you know? That's just how he is.
We said, we have a... And he said, how about the asshole price of $600 instead of the normal price of $200?
You can't really even read Johnson's email because he cursed too many times. So we really can't even let you get away with that one.
Okay. Well, one more thing. Where are you guys located in New Hampshire?
We're in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. Why do you ask?
Well, I just want to know because I totally hacked you out of that information. Oh my God!
You hacked the information?
Going to hack you now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay then, toodles. 800-259-9231. Was he suggesting that he
because he knows our physical location can somehow get into our computers?
No, that's not it. Yeah, I think he was suggesting that he, socially engineered us by asking us a question, and we honestly answered it.
I'm not sure what that means.
Just it was lame.
But we talk about Keene, New Hampshire all the time.
Yeah, it's on our wiki. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and I'm pretty sure it says where we broadcast the show from.
Mm-hmm.
Not a secret.
No. Do you have a mailing address?
He's an elite hacker, though, so let's go to Johnson. Speaking of Johnson, he's on the line now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, can you believe that amazing feat of social engineering, Johnson? That was just awesome.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. I was talking to the board off at the time about the fact that I wasn't able to hear before.
Oh, he asked us where we did the show from. It was one of the EBV crankers, and he asked us where we did the show. I said Keene, New Hampshire, and then he started saying something about how he hacked the information from us.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's probably in relation to the fact that he emailed me, when he asking about the shirt, he wanted those custom shirts. When he emailed me from an open address, so I posted every little bit of detail of information about him on our BBS, what high school he went to, the fact that he lost one of his most recent wrestling matches, the fact that he was, a junior, all that sort of information. He has a lot of information about himself on
the
internet.
Why would you want to do such a thing? I mean, wouldn't these guys be potentially, they're going to buy custom T-shirts from us? Why not just, make them the custom T-shirts and send them on their way?
Well, I did give him an offer. I gave him the offer of, I said, this will be the standard offer from this point forward of people who threaten our livelihood. And I said, we absolutely offer custom products that you have to order custom products at a 24 minimum because we need to get them manufactured in bulk. And I said, because he's threatening our livelihood, I will give him the special price of $200 a unit, and he can pay us $4,800, and absolutely I will make the shirts for him.
You are really generous.
But obviously requiring payment up front, right?
Yes, absolutely. We would require payment up front, but that would be for actually any business.
Absolutely. So there you go. What were you calling about?
I wanted to call about the children and agreeing in a free society and consent. I'm sort of torn on this, Ian, because I would like to see you have thought this out a little bit better, and to a certain extent I find myself agreeing with Mark, which, I don't like to do. And
who does?
I'm sort of torn here, because even in a free society where everyone has consented and agreed to whatever contract or law that exists of the day, the law du jour that everyone has found acceptable in whatever society they have formed, you have the problem of new people spontaneously existing in
yes.
that society, being that they are suddenly born on whatever plot of land that is.
Right.
And how do you solve for their consent? Because as, you know, someone reaches 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, all the way up to 18, as though 18 is some sort of a magical number, it seems to be in Mark's mind.
Just quoting that it's, you know, that's the age of majority in America.
But, well, yeah, and I guess it's 14 in Canada. But
I don't think that you can sign contracts at 14 in Canada. You can just hump like bunnies.
Yeah, who knows? They shoot moose there. So I'm just sort of wondering, how do you deal with that? I mean, imagine if every child was like you, Ian, and we put these agreements in front of them. Pretty much every kid is just going to say no.
I think if every child was like Ian, people would stop reading. They'd have learned their lesson quickly and just stop.
This may be true, too. I just sort of wonder how would there be any sort of, you know, to use the cliched term of anarchy. I know you don't like to call yourself an anarchist, but it certainly sounds like you're supporting not only anarchy, but chaos. Because if everyone refuses to agree to any sort of rules whatsoever, how do you ever have a society with any sort of, well, kids eventually become adults, and if they never agree to opt into the system, then there's never going to be any sort of rule of law.
Well, okay, first of all, there would be rule of law in that there would be private rules in the whatever it is areas that they were in. And this is only and you're presuming that every area will organize itself in the way that Ave Maria does. That's not necessarily going to be the case. But presuming that it does, then those kids will be raised in that particular community. And most of them will probably be, you know, they'll fall right in line and they'll like the place that they live. And if they don't like it, they'll be able to leave and find someplace better. I mean, if they
right,
don't want to
okay.
agree with certain rules, then they're not going to be able to shop at a store and continue to eat.
But the point that, well, okay, there's that, and that's one way to do things, but what I'm suggesting is how is that any different than a system where you're saying, okay, get out of the country? In other words, that was the point that was brought up to you, is, okay, you always have the option of leaving. And what you're throwing back at me is, okay, you have the option of leaving. If you don't want to consent to the rule of law, then you have the option of leaving.
Right, the rule of private.
And I'm talking about any sort of, I'm talking about even in private law, even under any sort of system of organization, you have to consent at some point. And if you refuse to consent, then your only other option is leave or be completely ostracized, starved, whatever.
Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity health-conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell gelatin gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Roadside crises are never fun. But short of the cavalry coming to the rescue, there are two simple procedures you can learn before you're stranded that may protect your car and your life when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Many emergencies are eased by knowing two things. How to change flat tires and jump dead batteries. Learn to change tires in your driveway during daylight. Know your jack and how to loosen lug nuts on your wheels, which may require a special tool. Likewise, jumping a battery isn't hard, unless you wait to learn how when you're late for ball games or piano recitals. Keep jumper cables in your trunk and know how to use them. Don't let a crisis be your classroom. A little practice goes a long way. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number you can take control of the airwaves with is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, the features for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show is waiting for you right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live. We're talking about the idea or the concept of consenting to rules in a society, whether that society is run by a government or people calling themselves the government, or some sort of a private company or private, interlocking agreements between the residents there. And can you just recap what it is you were getting at before we had to run off to break?
I want to present it in a different way. I want to present it this way, as I think it will be the clearest. Supposing that we have gotten our libertarian society, or at least there is a segment of people somewhere that have adopted a libertarian way of life and are not being interfered with by government.
Okay.
They have formed a private society where everyone consents to the laws in that society. Then there is a child born. This child, being the revolutionary that he or she may be, grows up and is presented with these rules to be agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that child sees these laws and does not like them and refuses to consent.
Okay.
What should happen to that child? In a society where everyone has consented to the law, the child is there on that property, how does a libertarian society handle dissent from the spontaneous generation of human beings that is part of our human condition? People will be born on land.
It would seem to me that if that person does not want to agree with the rules of that society, they would have to leave it, right?
Okay, so it is acceptable to say get out in a society when consent is presented.
It's acceptable, like, it's my house, so if I want to kick somebody out of it at any old time, I can do that. It's my private property. It's my rules. I can set the rules, right?
I agree with you in that case, yes.
Right.
So I don't know that I necessarily agree with you when it's a group or a society that is kicking you out because they have a set of rules.
If you're in a gated neighborhood, for instance, and those gated neighborhood homeowners have a dress code, or they have, for instance, as I was in a gated neighborhood at one time visiting a friend, the rules were that you couldn't have a truck in the neighborhood after a certain time of night. I thought that rule was pretty silly. I happened to have a truck at that time, and as I was getting ready to leave this person's house, indeed there was an agent out there security guards who was writing me up some sort of a citation for having a truck parked overnight. And so those people had agreed to live in a place where they didn't want trucks around at night, and that's okay. They can kick me out of their property if they don't want me there. I'm not sure what's so wrong about that.
Well, okay, now let me ask this. Suppose that this child says, look, I didn't consent to your laws, and I'm going to stay here. This is free land. I live here. You know, this is where I was born. I have as much right to live, doing what I want and being a free person as you do. Just because you've agreed to these laws doesn't mean that I have to agree to these laws. And now you're trying to kick me off this land. No, I'm not going. And I'm not going to abide by your laws. And I'm
That's
going
fine.
To
they can say all they want to. It's not going to stop the people from picking them up and placing them outside of the private lines where they will then find themselves outside of that society. I mean, The people have consented, and if that person doesn't want to agree to the rules, he'll be forced out.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is, how is that different from a government? You know, in other words, that person is born, that person is being governed by a society that they did not consent to. They are then being governed.
I will assert a difference between a private community and a government. In the case of Ave Maria, the gentleman who owns Domino's Pizza, who's setting up this community, he bought that land. It's outside of Belglade, Florida, or something like that, somewhere near Naples. He purchased that land. He worked, he mixed labor with the land by purchasing it, and it is his. He can set up whatever rules he wants. Whereas in the case of government kind of showed up after the people and quote unquote by the people, right? And said, this land here are ours. We own all this stuff. And they didn't mix labor with the land. They don't have the same legitimacy that the private community does.
Right.
That it would be the difference. The government took the land.
The government
they said that if you don't pay your property taxes, if you don't pay your income taxes, you're going to jail. They just used force. They essentially stole the land from us.
And government doesn't have consent of all of the individuals living under its dominion, while private communities do have the consent. And if you're talking about new individuals being generated within that private community, obviously they will become subject to the rules that were set up by those who generated those individuals.
So in a sense, in a community, the rights are attached to the land and not necessarily to the people.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, in other words, you in that private community, if that person, how is that person a free individual if the place where they are born decides how they're going to be controlled? In other words, that person is going to be governed because of where they were born.
They aren't necessarily a free individual. It would depend on the rules by that private society. Some societies may have a lot more freedom than others. Others
so
may
you
be
are
very, very restricted.
You are not born with those intrinsic rights.
Well, in many places, you aren't born with freedom. So if you happen to be born in a place where there's a bunch of, zealotous Christians, for instance, fundamentalist Christians that have a very, very strict set of rules that they live underneath, you're obviously not going to have the same level of freedom as if you're born into a community of people where they respect each other's belief systems and they leave each other alone. So, I mean, it all depends. I mean, I'm sorry, it's a roll of the dice when you get born. That's a reality of life.
As awful as
it might be, if you see something that you think is terrible, then you certainly are welcome to mount some sort of an attack on the Christian community. Let's say the Christians are, these evil fundamentalist Christians are forcing their children to go to church, and you think it's wrong as an agnostic, and so you're going to get your agnostic army together to go and fight and free those children from being forced into those churches. You could do that, but then of course you'd be risking death. in order to save someone else's kids from a fate that you happen to think is bad, but they think is good. So you'd probably just be best off leaving them alone and just feeling awful. Like for instance, I feel awful for those kids in Arizona that are born into these religious sects. Arizona and Utah, they're born into these freakish religious sects out in the middle of nowhere. They don't even know what America is. They just know that they're born into this plot of land where they're, when they're 12 years old, they end up having sex with some weird guy who calls in his wife, and then, you know, they pop out babies and the process repeats all over again. I think that's an awful, awful thing to do, and I think those kids are living in a terrible situation. Would I get up and do anything about it? No.
I don't know. I would think that there would be a lot of people out there who would argue and say that rights are something that you are born with, and that it's not a factor of where you're born or what society you're born into or how any of that works. Generally I agree with the private society and everyone consenting. I still think that this problem of children being born into this and, you know, being unwilling to consent, well, how do you govern them then?
I agree.
The just legitimate way to govern people who refuse to consent to the rule, you know?
Well, when you use the term legitimate, then we're talking about something different. Whereas with the private society of Ave Maria, you're talking about, people consented, then they considered that their families would abide by these rules. And then when the child becomes age of majority, they can slide a contract in front of them. All of this, I believe, is legitimate, quote unquote.
Actually, I don't really necessarily mean legitimate.
The illegitimate part of regular government is that they come along and say, we run this place. This is our land. And you have to follow the rules or you're going to go to jail or get out.
Principled libertarian stance is what I meant. The principled libertarian stance. What would be the principled libertarian stance to governing children who refuse to consent to the rule of law?
Well, in a world of principled libertarians, in an area of principled libertarians, the only rules would be to not harm others and not to use force or fraud, and so therefore anybody that was breaking those rules would be breaking common law, and they'd be punished as they should be. Thank you for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. As far as rights are concerned, I think that people are born inherently having rights. I agree with that concept. I like that concept. Unfortunately, the situation we're dealing with in the world today is that there are a lot of people in power that don't agree with that, that want to rule over others. And that's tragic. Can we really do anything about it? Ish. Not really. We can spread ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best-Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site we give away. And we do also have a way that you can help support the show and also get yourself some pretty cool stuff. Free Talk Live branded merchandise, as a matter of fact. Just go over to store.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. We've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got hoodies, we've got, let's see, also female versions of our t-shirts, specially designed for the ladies. In addition, we've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, a lighter bottle opener combo, a flag. We've got even designs that don't even have our logo on them. So head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Check out the stock and place your order. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
I wanted to follow up on your little discussion or argument or whatever you want to call it with Johnson. You know, about these people who spontaneously appear on planet Earth and may or may not be subject to contracts, governments, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the concepts was, you know, you're born in this place, you've lived in this house for, you know, a number of years with your parents. What happens, you know, when this property is in the process of being transferred from their ownership to, you know, yours? Are you subject to the terms of the contracts for, you know, the little society that you're, you know, inside of?
I would say that presuming that they are aware of the transaction, as they probably would be in a very controlling area, then you probably would be. You'd also be probably subject to some sort of an approval board. But what were you going to say?
Well, I mean, my view of it is, you know, just because your parents own that property doesn't mean that you have any sort of, you know, expectation to just, you know, take possession of that, you know, without any sort of strings attached to it.
Can't imagine you would. You
know, right. So your parents signed this contract, and, you know, there's, I guess you could sort of say there's a sort of lien on that property with this, you know, society.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it tries to get transferred to you, you can either accept that property with the conditions that are, you know, attached to it, or you can say, no, you know, I really don't want to accept those conditions, but you can give me fair market value for that property, and then I'll be happy, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that, you know, children do have inherent rights. And while they're living in that society, you know, before they're at whatever, you know, age of majority or whatever that people generally accept, I think there's a difference, you know, that there are rules and there's law. And I think, you know, you and I would probably agree that, you know, law is that we are not going to initiate force upon people. We're not going to conduct our business, you know, under threat of force or fraud or anything like that.
Right.
We're not going to damage people's property. But all these other things that are in these little communities are rules.
Right, about the height of your bushes and, you know, whether you can have trucks out in front of the house.
All these other stupid, arbitrary things about, you know, we worship the great pumpkin or, you know, the sacred turnip or whatever it might be. You know, you're not beholden to those things. And I think that as long as you stand up, you know, for your right to be a free human being, you're in no way required to obey any of these stupid rules. I mean, you may incur some of the wrath of this society, but I think that, you know, if you're, you know, sort of intellectually aware enough and you can say that, hey, you know, I have these rights and I'm going to exercise them and I want to leave, then you should be able to do so. And probably, you know, whether or not people outside of, you know, that little society want to help or not, I think
that's up to them.
Yeah, it is up to them.
And whether or not they want to allow you to leave would be, of course, another question. And it would really just depend on the place you were born into. And again, that's the roll of the dice.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's a huge factor. So it's kind of a tough call, you know, in terms of, you know, all these little weird religious sects and things like that. Because, you know, it's the same sort of situation as we have with public schools. I mean, they raise an entire generation of people who are brainwashed to, you know, sort of think of government as, you know, their God. That's their religion. It's their savior. They're going to save them from everything. And all of a sudden, you know, now these people start procreating and they start, you know, bringing their children into this same sick sect that thinks that government is going to be their savior. I mean, what do we do about that?
Well, we can, as I said, all we can do is spread ideas, because
right, and I think that's probably one of the most effective means that we can do is, you know, just sort of go around and tell people what the truth is,
yep,
and try and help them the best that we can.
And will we ever reach everyone with our ideas?
No, absolutely not. I think that's unreasonable to even think of that. I mean,
right,
we're you know, in order to take a reasonable view, you know, we can do the best we can, and we can aim high and just hope for whatever we can get.
If you think for a moment that you can help save everybody in the world from, you know, from tyranny and from an awful situation, you'll drive yourself insane, because it's impossible. I mean, as I was saying, with these weirdo religious sects out in Arizona and Utah, completely closed off from the rest of the world, the kids there don't even know that the world exists. You know, it's like the truth. Show. They just live in this little bubble. That's tragic. It's awful. Will my ideas ever even make it into that enclave? No way. They don't even have radios. They don't have television there. So there's no way that these great liberty-loving sort of oriented ideas will ever cross those people's paths. Is that tragic? Yes. Should I be concerned about it? No. I've got my own life to live, and the fact is that if I want to, you know, if I want to have liberty in my life, I have to give these other people the liberty to live their lives in whatever bizarro, weird, sick, twisted ways they want to.
Well, yeah, this is true. I mean, you know, should you be concerned about it? You probably should, but should you be in any way sort of obligated to help them? I think the answer is no. And that's the problem that we, you know, generally run into with, you know, all these socialist programs is, you know, just because the guy down the street is, you know, having a rough time, you know, getting enough money in order to buy food and he's eating dog food, you know, I'm not, you know, I probably should have some sort of moral or ethical, you know, crisis or whatever about this guy. You know, I mean, he's my neighbor, you know, he's a good guy, he shouldn't suffer like that. Should I be obligated to help him under threat of punishment? Heck no. Because if we expand that, you know, to the rest of the world, I mean, where does it all end? I mean, you know, there's billions and billions of people on, you know, the face of the planet. How can I possibly afford to even send, you know, a penny to all of them?
You can't. You can only affect a certain amount in your life, and you have to just understand, accept that, and move on. Bill, any final thoughts?
That's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, any other thoughts before we move on to the kid in the school?
No, let's do that.
All right, let's hit that. Quick story from could be the school near you. I mean, these zero tolerance laws are everywhere. What happened?
Arizona, kid suspended, a school suspends boy for sketching gun. Mesa, Arizona, from the AP, school officials suspended a 13-year-old boy
for sketching
what looked like a gun, saying the action proposed a threat to his other classmates. The boy's parents said the drawing was harmless doodle, and school officials overreacted. The school made him feel like he committed a crime. They are doing more damage than good. 13.
Okay. Wow.
Well, you know, boys like guns.
I was sketching a lot of guns when I was in school.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the
usually
way it is.
Shooting people. I usually have a little cartoon head that was getting hit by a bullet.
I saw the neighbor boys out probably about 2 days ago, and they were walking around. They had the guns in their hands, and they were, you know, hiding behind trees and shooting at each other and that kind of thing. Is this dangerous activity? Boys have been doing this since boys have been around.
Right.
They've been picking up weapons, picking up sticks, and imagining they were weapons since there were boys.
It's true.
I think that this is really bizarre.
What's happening to this kid?
The drawing did not show blood, bullets, injuries, or a target, any human, the parents said. And the East Valley, if it did, would that matter? The East Valley Tribune reported that the boy said he didn't intend for the picture to be a threat. Administrators of the Payne Junior High School in nearby Chandler suspended the boy on Monday for 5 days, but later reduced it to 3 days, because obviously they couldn't be wrong. The boy's father, Ben, here says that when he went to the school to discuss his son's punishment, the school officials mentioned the seriousness of the issue and talked about the massacre at Colorado's Columbine High School, where two teenagers shot and killed 12 students, a teacher and themselves in 1999. He said that he was offended by the reference, and Chandler District spokesperson Terry Luck, who unfortunately got messed up in all this because he probably didn't make the decision, said the crude sketch was absolutely considered a threat and that threatening words or pictures are punishable.
A gun, a drawing of a gun, is a threat? What sort of an insane world do we live in?
This is insane, and it's not fair, because how many guns were drawn in school that day across America? Lots of little boys.
And there's a huge amount.
Drew lots of guns all over America.
I tell you, I was drawing...
And somehow, the classrooms of America are still just as safe as they were.
I was doodling guns almost on a daily basis when I was in government school. Should I have been locked up for that? Thank goodness I'm not in government school anymore. Amplifier line, unscreened, quick thoughts. Get 10 seconds.
EB's jerk. It's funny.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Toodles.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I need